Cancer friends. My name is Kathy Hannes. Hey, how's it going? Hope everybody's doing great.
Do you hear anything? Are you hearing what I'm hearing?
There's some wind and the birds, they are chirping. And I am on my deck because why not? It is awesome outside. Happy spring, everybody. I think it's finally here. So you may or may not hear things I mentioned. Leaves are on the trees now, so the leaves are rustling a little bit and plenty of birds. You know, I got the wiener dog breeders a couple doors down from where I live, and you know, at random times, they just all come running out and there is a lot of barking going on. I just thought, you know what? We're living our best life. Let's just sit outside and enjoy each moment. So welcome. Thank you so much for listening today. Hello Cancer Friends is a podcast for you. And it's for me too. If you've been touched by cancer like I have, you know, it just kind of feels good to have others to lean on if needed. You know, somebody who gets it. Whether you're a caregiver or you have cancer now or maybe it's in your past. I don't know if it ever goes away. You know, it might be on your mind or just maybe you just want to hear how other people are doing. That's what Hello Cancer Friends is all about. So again, welcome. We're here to talk, share, listen, and I think it's awesome. You know, and if you want to share your story, if you think it would feel good to let other people know what you've been through, maybe it is. For me, it's kind of therapeutic just to talk it out. But if you're interested in something like that, visit my website. It's HelloCancerFriends.com. If you live in the Midwest, come on over. You can sit on my deck. Get over here quick, though. It's May right now today. In about a month or two, we're going to start getting those pesky little mosquitoes. So I have to move it inside. But yeah, come on over. We'd love to hear your story. Anytime. The website's open 24/7. So yeah, I'm doing really good, and it's treatment week for me. Another round of AB-122, which is the trial drug that I've been on. And I think I'm on round, we're still in the 30s, but I think it's got to be like 38 maybe. Well, could it be my 38th round of immunotherapy? That's a good reminder. Ask your doctor if they've tested your tumor tissue for genetic testing or your blood or just, you know, talk to your doctor about genetic testing. I was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. My genetic testing that my oncologist ordered right off the bat for me, it was a game changer. My results led me to this trial, which has... It saved me. I mean, I'm, you know, nobody will tell me what my future holds, but I'm here today. So that's awesome. So I really think it's a game changer, and I'd like to get that word out because I don't know if all the doctors out there automatically test for that. I've heard that some just wait until the other first-line treatments stop working, and then they start testing. Doesn't hurt to ask. Just ask your doctor. Next week, the real fun begins. Because guess what? You know, there's always something to go along with survival. And that is getting a colonoscopy. I know, right? Well, truth be told, my hemoglobin was a little low last time. So, you know, I did have a polyp the first time I had a colonoscopy and, you know, 3 years ago now. And so my doctor's thinking maybe I have that going on again. But I was going to kind of follow up with that anyways because my polyp was precancerous. And while we're at it, we're going to do a endoscopy. Now, do you call it an endoscopy? Or an endoscopy. I've heard it both ways. I don't know. I feel like a moron. Like endoscopy. Take your pick. Tomato, tomato. But I'm going to have one of those too because I have a hernia and I don't know. I still have issues. I have issues, you know, with digestive and this and that. So we're not going to mess around. We are going to get it checked out. So I will be enjoying the jug of drink next week. And I'm sure I'll be talking about it during the recording of next week's episode. Maybe I should record early for next week. It'll be like, oh, hold on, I gotta go. Anyways, so going in for the colonoscopy. And while I'm on this subject, today I'd like to talk about an amazing lady. She's from London, England, and you may have heard of her. Her story has been covered quite extensively. Deborah James was diagnosed in 2016 with bowel cancer, and she does a blog called The Bowel Babe. She has over 500,000 Instagram followers, where she goes by @BowelBabe. She writes a column with Sun Online, and she also participates in a podcast called You, Me, and the Big C. She has a best-selling book. Now, I gotta get this book. I didn't realize this. I was reading up on her a little bit, but she's got this book, FU Cancer, and you can fill in the dots there. I'm not gonna say the word, but it's one of my favorites, especially when talking about cancer, FU Cancer. So she's got that book too. So yeah, she was diagnosed with cancer, and she's just been phenomenal at raising cancer awareness on social media, TV, radio. She has so many followers, and she makes it really fun. You know, my buddy Eric, he told me about her some time ago. I want to say it wasn't too long after I was diagnosed, he said. You gotta log on to Instagram and follow the Bowel Babe. She does all these dances and this and that. And sure enough, I found her on Instagram. She just makes having cancer treatments almost look fun. And obviously, I don't mean to disrespect anything. But she's up there dancing and looking damn good doing it. I mean, she's a beautiful, beautiful girl. So much fun. Not only is she fun to watch, but she is a very kind and approachable person. She wants to get the word out there that you can do it. And we all know that by watching her do it. Deborah, she is like the Energizer Bunny. I've been watching her for a couple years. And she has her downfalls, she has her treatments, and things go up, things go down, but she keeps getting up. She is just an incredible inspiration. Last June, she mentioned that her cancer was moving in the wrong direction, and unfortunately, the drugs she was relying on were no longer effective. She's been hanging in there fighting battle after battle with grace. So about a week ago or so, she posted an update on her condition on social media. She stated that she was receiving hospice at home care and that her body just could not continue anymore. I'm not sure if you have been part of the online community, the social media. It's like a family, you know. A lot of people like to share their story on Instagram, TikTok, those kinds of things. And you get to know these people. They post updates and share everything about what they're going through. So when you hear this kind of news, my heart just sank. I feel so bad. She's working so hard. At the same time of this devastating announcement, she unveils the Bowel Babe Fund. And this fund will go to cancer research and all sorts of things. This fund will help people and save lives, like she's done all these years with her awareness campaign and fundraising campaign. She's going to keep going. And so that's so exciting. And you think, wow, that's what she's thinking about. right now, going to hospice and raising money for a cure. As of today, her fund over in England, it has raised £6,255,643. That's 7.6 million in change in American dollars. Oh my God, Ball Babe, you are amazing. That is so incredible. I am so happy for her and her family. She's just awesome all around. And I'm not the only one that thinks so. She recently had a visit from Prince William. Prince William. He just stopped by to make her a dame. And what is a dame, you ask? A damehood is an award given by the queen to an individual for a major long-term contribution in any activity, usually at a national or international level. So well deserved. I feel like I know you, Ball Babe. I'm so proud of you. I know you don't know me from a hill of beans. I just want to say, you know, I'm so proud of you and everything you've done for the cancer community. I just can't say enough. And that's why I wanted to talk about you today and let everybody know you're wonderful. So many of us are thankful for what you've brought to the forefront. I'd also like to talk a little bit about bowel cancer, because it's out there, and there are some things you can look for. There are some symptoms. If you think you're too young for it, well, you can kind of throw that out the window. There are a lot of younger people who are getting bowel cancer, and now Deborah, she wasn't sure she was going to make it to her 40th birthday, and she did, and boy, she have a party. I saw the pictures online, but just if you have any of these symptoms, I'm going to run down the list here. Just get it checked out. Rule it out. You know, don't be afraid. Just get it checked out. So here they are. The symptoms of bowel cancer can include bleeding from your bottom and or blood in your poo, a persistent and unexplained change in bowel habit, unexplained weight loss, extreme tiredness for no obvious reason, a pain or lump in your tummy. So those are some of the things to look out for. You know, it may not feel comfortable or natural to talk about your poo, but let's face it, we all do it. We all have it. So next time you're out with your family or friends, maybe just think about this. Maybe ask your friends how they're doing. You know, I think it's pretty cool these days just to talk about everything. We've all gone through a lot with COVID and the crazy world we live in. Talking about poo, it shouldn't be taboo anymore. I mean, come on. It could save your life. It could save the life of somebody you know. So get those symptoms checked out as soon as you can. I'll be happy to share my results from my colonoscopy next week. I know I'm not going to feel a thing. I get to get buzzed again. I mean, the drugs for my colonoscopy are probably going to be better than the ones I had for my biopsy a few weeks back. So, you know, it's not all bad. They say the worst part is a clean out. You know, you drink that jug of stuff and you just keep going potty. You know, that's no big deal. You think you're going to scare me? Jeez. No, it's easy and it can save your life. What's really funny is, you know, as I mentioned before, I did have a precancerous polyp in my colon 3 years ago. Can you imagine if I had two cancers? Come on, man, one's enough. That's all I need. Thank you so much, Dame Deborah, for everything you have done to get the word out about bowel cancer. All the entertainment, watching you dance, the inspiration of never quitting and living your best life. I just saw your post today, sitting out in the rain. I love that too. You are incredible. I'm sending all the best to you and your family. Blessings for strength at this difficult time. Thank you. And that wraps up another episode of Hello Cancer Friends. Check out Deborah online. Her story is amazing. She's done so, so much. She's saving lives, and you can do the same too by getting yourself checked out and making sure your friends and family are doing the same. Early detection is a really good thing. Check your poo, they like to say over in London, England. Check your poo. Well, I'll be looking forward to talking to you next time. I hope you have a great week. Take good care. Bye-bye.